Hey, ladies, we are currently in Michigan for the Michigan District LWML convention on the day this podcast drops. And we wanted to share the live trivia that we did for Share-a-thon this year back in May. It was a really fun time to be live in studio. It was a live broadcast. It has not dropped yet on the podcast, and we wanted to share that with you today. This does have the live announcements for Share-a-thon 2026. And I want to share a different phone number. If you want to be involved and give to KFUO Radio, you certainly still can. Although Share-a-thon has wrapped up for this year, you can always give Mary a call at 314-996-1518. And of course, you can still go to kfuo.org/give if you would like to support KFUO. Here is our live trivia episode from Share-a-thon 2026. Enjoy.
Is Share-a-thon 2026. It is Friday afternoon. You are in for a treat. Yesterday, we brought you several podcasts that you hear normally just on KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Today, we're going to do the same. We're going to bring you some of the podcasts that you find online on KFUO.org or anywhere you get podcasts. We'll bring them to broadcast today to make your afternoon just a little more delightful. If you appreciate the podcast provided by KFUO and our partners like LCMS Office of National Mission, if you appreciate podcasts like that and you want to support KFUO, today is the day to do it. Give us a call at 1-800-730-2727. That's 1-800-730-2727 to partner with KFUO during Share-a-thon 2026. Or you can call 314-821-0850. That's 314-821-0850. You can also go online to kfuo.org. Click on the Share-a-thon button there and you can partner with KFUO. There are lots of ways to do that and you can find them all on kfuo.org. Click on the Share-a-thon button. Now, one of the treats that I mentioned, one of the podcasts that we'll be sharing this afternoon that you normally don't hear on the air, just online, is the Lutheran Ladies Lounge. And they are all getting into place for not just a podcast. This will be Lutheran Ladies Lounge live. Thumbs up from all the ladies if you are ready for the Lutheran Ladies Lounge. Yeah. Okay. Everybody's ready. So I think we're going to go live for the Lutheran Ladies Lounge. One more time, the phone number to call today. If you appreciate podcasts like the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, give us a call 1-800-730-2727 to make your gift to KFUO today. Without further ado, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge live.
Listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast live for Share-a-thon 2026. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
This is definitely a treat. We've been doing, I think, 6 Share-a-thons. I did the math this morning while I was coming in because I couldn't remember. And we've never done this before. So we're going to see how this goes for the next hour. Normally, we record a podcast and then we share it during this time slot, mm-hmm. and we just kind of talk around it and have a little fun. Uh-huh. But this time, we decided that we wanted to change things up a little bit. And so we are actually live this whole hour. And our episode, do not fear if you're a regular listener and you're like, but what about my my episode? There is an episode that will be dropping as soon as we're off the air in an hour, because then I can go post it. And that is a crossover episode with Brady Finnern, the Reverend Brady Finnern, host of Concord Matters. So we will be on Concord Matters tomorrow morning if you're listening live. And that is the special crossover Share-a-thon episode.
You basically get 2 episodes this week is what
you do.
If you're listening.
You get 2 episodes.
You get 2 episodes.
It's double
the fun.
bonus content.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And Rachel.
Hello.
Oh, right. Thank you. Andy is running the board for us today. If you hear his background, he's trying to tell me something. And right now he's telling me we are live on YouTube right now. So if you're listening and you want to actually see all of us, we all are live on YouTube. So you can watch what's going to happen in the next hour. Also, youtube.com/KFUO radio to watch everything.
Typed in youtube.com.
YouTube.com. No, everyone just searches.
YouTube.org. Don't go there.
Don't go there.
It's not the right one.
However, if you type in youtube.co, it will take you there because that was my link for many years just because it got typed into my search bar once.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. So today we're going to do a little special trivia episode. I tasked Rachel with coming up with some trivia questions that we could do for this special Share-a-thon Live episode. Rachel, what do you have on deck for us today?
Oh, so much, Sarah. Also, I'm really, really honored that KFUO will let us be on the real radio today. Like,
real radio.
Such a treat. I can't believe they're trusting us, honestly. Andy, you're a champion. But for this, I wanted to do something special. However, I've also had a really, really busy week. So, for your trivia challenge today, for those of you who don't listen to us regularly, we have a trivia challenge every couple of months that I lead, and I try to stump my fellow Lutheran ladies on a variety of topics. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that live on air today. Yes. But because this is Share-a-thon, and because I had a busy week, I wanted to do something special and trendy. And so I called up my good friend, Google Copilot. That's right, friends. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is getting in on the artificial intelligence boom today with our trivia challenge.
We are going to be battling against.
Battling the
I think this is partly a trivia challenge for you, but partly a trivia challenge for artificial intelligence.
I like that.
We're going to see if you are more expert in these particular. We've got three different segments for this, three different parts of our show, and see if you are more expert in this field than artificial intelligence.
Okay.
I went into Google Copilot and I Googled just simply famous Lutheran women.
Okay.
Copilot thought for a minute.
Okay.
And it then spit out four names.
Only four?
Okay. Only four names.
Oh, come on, internet. You can do better than that.
Well, you know, we're not big on self-promotion, apparently. Can you? So your first trivia question is, can you name the four most famous Lutheran women according to Google Copilot?
Okay.
Oh, man. Katie Luther.
Yeah, Katie Luther.
Ding, you got one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How about Emily Bunger Walther?
Oh, Emily Walther.
No. Sorry. No.
Fanny Mendelssohn?
Nope.
Who else? Famous Lutheran women that the internet knows.
What about
Bessie Ray Winkle?
Ooh. No.
Dorothea Kramer?
No.
The internet obviously has not been listening to our episodes. I'm running out of names. Kathy Harrison?
No.
I think you might have to tell us.
Okay. So you got Katarina von Bora. Katie Luther is one. Number two will be familiar to you, Sarah, and you're going to go, duh, when you hear it. And that would be Elizabeth Krusiger.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the other two I had never heard of in my life, but they might make great episodes at some point. Katharina Schutzel, who was married to reformer Matthew Zell.
Oh, okay.
Yes, apparently she was known for literary contributions, including a book of Psalms for women, and was a proponent of clerical marriage.
Wow.
What and about Catherine Winkworth?
No, she's not Lutheran. We've been over this.
The internet might be wrong.
Google Copilot might
be. The foremost translator of German Lutheran hymns into English is not Lutheran.
It's not Lutheran.
But Google Copilot might think she is. You're right.
That's true.
The fourth Lutheran lady, Ursula von Münsterberg. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
She is amazing. She was a granddaughter of a Bohemian king who was involved in the Reformation. and helped promote the Lutheran faith among the nobility.
All right.
Those are the four Lutheran women. All right. This brings me to my second question.
All right.
When did the last of these Lutheran women die, approximately? You can give it in a decade. That'd be fine.
1670.
1550.
What did you say, Aaron?
That's 1670.
1670. 1550, Sarah?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Sarah.
Ooh, okay.
Because the last death date of any of these four women was 1562.
Oh, my. That's pretty close.
Apparently, there are no famous Lutheran women since 1562.
There have been zero famous Lutheran women since 1562.
I beg to differ, Internet.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
Oh, wow.
Now, I want to zero in on Ursula von Münsterberg.
The one we don't know anything
yes.
about.
The All one right. we never heard yes. about until okay. today.
This is going to be great.
Like Katie Luther, Katie von mm-hmm. Bora, she ran away from the convent where her family had placed her as an orphan. Mm-hmm. Katie, as we all know, famously escaped in those empty herring barrels.
Yes.
How do you think Ursula escaped? Now, if you can't get it right, at least be creative in your answer.
Okay. How did she escape from the convent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, riding out on a horse is not very very creative.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that she hid underneath a load of cabbages.
Oh, that's a great
wagon. Like they like made a little cave, and then they covered it all up with cabbages and rode out under the cabbage, under the cover of cabbage,
under the cover of cabbage,
under the cover of. We do love cabbage on this show.
We do love cabbage so much. I was gonna say under
saved by kraut and grace.
Saved by grace through faith under kraut. Got it.
Yes.
I was going to say under loads of laundry going out.
I like that too. You guys are actually have better ideas than that, than reality.
Okay.
She actually escaped letting herself quietly out of a side door.
Oh,
late one evening.
Exciting.
I know. Like, I feel like maybe Katie and her friends kind of overdid it. They could have just...
You could have just left by the door, Katie. Uh-huh.
But then we wouldn't have a story now, would we?
Yeah.
We would not have a herring barrel time machine.
No.
We would not have invented the herring barrel time machine. Now, Ursula, afterwards, she defended her decision to leave the convent in a remarkably astute theological open letter, which was later published as a tract, really defending the Reformation solas.
Okay.
And I want to read just a little excerpt from this before our next question to show you exactly who this woman was and how lucky we were to get her. She writes, "The enlightened and highborn Lady Ursula, Countess of Münsterberg, etc., Duchess of Glatz, etc." You know she's fancy when she puts an etc. next to her name. "Christian reasons for abandoning the convent of Freiburg. To the highborn princes and lords, Lord George and Lord Heinrich, Dukes of Saxony, Landgraves in Thuringia, Margraves of Meissen, my dear friendly lords, and cousins."
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. That's a thing. So she felt compelled to defend her decision to slip out the side door of her convent and go join the Lutherans. Uh-huh. Here's your question. Why did her actions need defending? In other words, why did her friendly lords and cousins actually think she had left the convent? Again, awards for creativity.
She got bored?
Good answer.
I think that maybe they were starting rumors that it was she was hysterical, leaning into madness.
Okay.
Descending into madness, yeah.
Bored or crazy. All right.
Bored or crazy.
It's a great options.
Well, here's her actual answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
Grace and peace in Christ our Savior, exalted princes, friendly dear lords, and cousins. I have learned that both of your graces have been very uncivil, because I have left the convent in Freiburg, along with two other women, and have left my order. Your graces assume that this happened because of thoughtless impertinence. That was not the case, and she goes on over the next several pages to describe exactly how not thoughtless or impertinent it was that she makes this compelling argument in favor of salvation by grace through faith, explaining that the monastic vows she had been forced to make and the lifestyle that she was forced to lead actually it was a hindrance to true faith, the kind of faith that trusts in Christ's sufficiency alone. It's a wonderful document. I highly recommend you look it up. So that is as far as I got in this segment of Lutheran women. I would say, Sarah, those last two ladies that Google came up with, even though they missed about 1,000 famous Lutheran women, those last two I commend to you. They sound really cool.
They do. We're going to have to put those on the list for upcoming Storytime episodes because I need some more Lutheran ladies to research.
I know.
Yeah.
Although some of them, I got to say, some of the sources for that list they pulled together were a little obscure. There was one in particular, and I'm trying to see if I can still pull it up. I probably can't. Yeah, I closed that link. Where the Zell lady, what was her name? Katharina Zell. She was on a list of about a dozen other Lutheran women whom I had actually heard of.
Oh.
And somehow Google selected her as the person to highlight in its list of four.
That makes sense. Right.
What are you going to do with that?
Right.
Cool. All right. Well, here ends round one of trivia. I think we did okay.
Yeah.
You did okay. Points for creativity, if not accuracy.
There we go. Right. There we go. We got creativity points. Very good. Well, it's time for us to take a break anyway. So we will take a short break. It is Share-a-thon 2026. We have more trivia coming up right after this. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
If you enjoy our sacred music programs, please call and support KFUO at 314-821-0850 or toll free 1-800-730-2727.
It is Share-a-thon 2026. You are listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge live. Normally, you only hear the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast on podcast forums. You can find them on KFUO.org and anywhere you get podcasts, you can check them out there. But today, you get the Lutheran Ladies Lounge live. We're going to get back to that in just a moment. If you appreciate podcasts from KFUO Radio, give us a call today and support KFUO 1-800-730-2727 or 314-821-0850. That's 314-821-0850. You can also visit KFUO.org. Click on the beautiful Share-a-thon banner at the top of the page that a Lutheran lady designed. Happened to be Sarah. Click on that Share-a-thon banner at the top of the page. That will take you to the Share-a-thon page where you can make your gift right there online. We have more Lutheran Ladies Lounge in just a moment. Again, 1-800-730-2727.
Welcome back to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Erin, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your mic wasn't on, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm Erin.
We are live.
Get with it, today. Andy. Come on.
And Andy's here running the board, and Jordan is here messing around with the cameras. So we've got a couple guys in the studio right now, too. But that's okay. We are live for Share-a-thon this year. It's very fun. And Rachel's putting us through our paces with some trivia, which is always a fun time. It's interesting to see what we know and what we don't know. And today, Rachel, you decided to do something different for our trivia for Share-a-thon. What have you got up next for us in this little segment?
Well, me and my good buddy, Google Copilot, who is an expert in all things... Actually, just all things.
False.
Helped me put together this trivia challenge, but Since I like to always fact check my artificial intelligence searches, I'm running it by you to see whether your answers line up with Google Copilot. So in this second segment, we are going to be looking at favorite Lutheran potluck dishes.
Yes.
As our regular listeners know, we do a lot with food on the podcast. Aaron is our resident Gordon Ramsay, only a little bit nicer. I won't say a lot nicer, but a little bit nicer.
That's fair.
And so we love talking about food. So we're gonna talk about food for a bit.
Okay, I'm in.
So I went into Google Copilot and I Googled favorite Lutheran potluck dishes. Mm. And it came back with a nice-ish list. Mm-hmm. And a lovely little summary at the top said, Lutheran potlucks, often called hot dish suppers, are a cherished tradition, especially in the northern Midwest, where they're as common as Sunday worship. I sure wish. These meals are hearty, communal, and often feature one or more signature dishes that become part of a congregation's identity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the question is for you, can you name any of the top 8 classic Lutheran potluck favorites that Google Copilot highlighted in the list it drew up for me in about 2.5 seconds on the internet?
Wow.
Green bean salad.
No.
Green bean casserole.
No.
Funeral potatoes.
I was going to say funeral potatoes.
Funeral potatoes. Ding, we have a winner.
Macaroni and cheese?
No.
Okay.
Jello salad.
Oh. Yes. Ding, Aaron's ding, cool. ding. Number two.
Coleslaw.
Sort of. I'll give you half credit for that. More on that later.
Okay.
Broccoli Let's and cheese soup.
See.
Nope.
Any soup?
Nope.
Tater tot casserole.
Tater tot hot dish. You got it, ma'am.
Aaron's going to win this by a lot. Wait, we got three? How many are there? Okay. Five?
You got 3.5. There are 8.
Oh, 8. Oh.
Barbecue meatballs.
Nope.
Okay. Sauerkraut and sausage?
Ooh.
No.
Where are they eating food?
I know, right?
Mozzarella.
Oh.
Mozzarella? No, but I'll give you half for that.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Because it's at least a pasta dish. The answer they gave was baked spaghetti, which is pretty close to mozzarella.
We do love baked spaghetti. Chili?
Nope. All right, you each get one more guess.
Okay, let's see. Are there no desserts?
No, there are no desserts listed.
I wanted to make sure because we haven't done desserts.
No. Notice that Jello salad is not considered a dessert.
No, of course not.
Hello. Not at all. Corn casserole.
Nope. That's your guess. Sarah, one more.
Broccoli bacon salad.
Yeah,
man, you really love broccoli, and that sounds delicious. But no, it wasn't on here.
Broccoli so much. What are the others?
You missed chicken casserole.
Oh,
that's kind of vague.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Cooked chicken, mushrooms, olives, noodles, and a mix of soup topped with a cheesy cornflake crumb mixture for a crunchy finish.
I'm okay.
All right. I don't remember having had that.
That hasn't appeared at the potluck side of it, too, but okay. I try it.
Sounds like a nice casserole.
Okay. Yeah, no, it does sound pretty good. The church supper hot dish. A hearty meat and vegetable casserole with ground beef, potatoes, celery, carrots, green pepper, onion, and soup, baked with chow mein noodles and cheese?
See, what?
I question that, but okay.
What is that?
Okay.
All right. And finally, scalloped potatoes.
Of course.
Of course.
We only guessed one potato dish.
Uh-huh.
We need at least three. Yeah.
That's right.
Great. So we've gotten some good mains here, some that we'd never heard of before. Which two sides does Copilot explicitly recommend to serve alongside your tater tot hot dish or chicken casserole?
Mashed potatoes.
Ooh, that's
more potatoes.
Yeah, you're right. I would guess a good potato.
All right, potatoes. I'll give you that one. Scalloped potatoes was their recommendation.
That's right. And then I'd say maybe the Jello salad.
Oh
no, funeral potatoes. scalloped potatoes and funeral potatoes with your tater tot casserole.
No, it's actually macaroni coleslaw salad.
What?
This is why I gave you half credit on the coleslaw, because this they lean in hard to this macaroni coleslaw salad.
That is interesting.
A description of this: a chilled pasta salad with coleslaw mix, vegetables, and a creamy Miracle Whip vinegar sugar dressing. It's a refreshing alternative to hot dishes.
I don't think I've put macaroni and coleslaw together.
Macaroni salad
is delicious.
I can picture macaroni coleslaw salad. I've never tried it. Macaroni coleslaw salad.
I can imagine getting a big glop of macaroni salad and a big glop of coleslaw and them accidentally mixing on the plate.
That's how it was born.
Or you had leftovers or whatever.
I'll just mix this for lunch tomorrow.
They both have the Miracle Whip sort of base. Like, okay, yeah, sure. Mix them together.
That worked.
You add a little crunch to your macaroni salad.
But I'm not going to lie. I love both of those, but putting them together honestly does sound gross.
That's how we're different, Rachel. You and I, remember?
That is true.
You're a purist, and I'm like, why not do all the things?
You know what? That's a great philosophy to take to your next church potluck. How's that working for you, Aaron?
They love the food I make, Rachel. They love it. They love it. Okay. I mean, I went home with a lot of leftover potato salad last time, but that was unfortunate. I did not anticipate how much purple potatoes were going to really bleed into the rest of the coloring. And so it was a bit jarring. It was jarring.
So
potato salad, but it's hard to overcome that visually. It was very purple.
Those purple potatoes are really purple.
I put a sign on my potato salad because I'm like, no one's gonna know what this is.
Aaron, what did you bring?
So 3/4 of it went home for you, and the other fourth went to the trash under napkins, conveniently placed.
3/4, but it was still definitely more than usually focused on home.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. If you are the sort of person to make a macaroni coleslaw salad, we want to hear from you, and you can also call into KFUO while you're at it. However, before we get to the end of this food trivia section, we have to talk about Jell-O salad.
Oh, yes, we do.
We love ourselves some Jell-O salad.
We do.
And I would like to know, obviously, there are many different add-ins that can make your Jell-O salad really pop.
Right.
Yep. I would like to know which add-ins Google Copilot explicitly recommends including in your Jell-O salad.
Yeah, carrots.
Carrots.
No carrots.
What? Oh, that's not even what? Lutheran.
Right? Where are they getting this information from?
Nope.
Pears?
Nope.
Fruit salad?
Nope.
Coleslaw?
Walnut. Walnuts?
No.
Miracle Whip?
Mm-mm. Close though. I'll give you mayonnaise.
Well, I was going to say mayonnaise.
Okay, yeah. Mayonnaise is one of their mix-ins.
How many are we missing?
There are three others that they recommend.
That's a good one.
No marshmallows.
What? What Jell-O salad are they making?
Okay. So we've got Jell-O. We've got mayonnaise.
Apples?
Ooh, yeah. Apples. That's
no.
Peas?
Peas. Green peas. That's two.
What?
Okay.
No carrots, but peas. All right.
Mayonnaise, Jell-O.
What are they making?
And chicken.
No.
That's a good guess. Salmon?
No.
Is it a fruit?
Oh.
Yes, sort of.
Sort of. Banana?
Tomato.
Oh. No.
Strawberry?
It is a fruit. It's just people don't think of it as fruit.
Fruity.
Or is it a nut?
Coconut.
Shredded coconut. That's number three.
Okay.
So what was it? Mayo, peas, and coconut?
Yeah.
That's odd.
And the fourth one is whipped cream.
Why?
Okay. I can tell you why. Because I had to, you know how you got to fact check the Google Copilot? I was like, what psychopath?
Yeah.
Put this monstrosity into the algorithm.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So that's your next question. What psychopath fed this monstrosity into the algorithm?
This is from the 1952
Betty
Church
Crocker.
Basement cookbook of St. John's in Merrillville, Minnesota.
I love it. I wish that were true. It's so not true.
Was this like Food Network or something?
No.
Okay, good. I don't know.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Okay. Rachel!
What?
Yes!
What?
This is your fault?
It is my fault. Okay, so 7 years ago.
Oh, no.
I wrote an article for the Lutheran Witness.
Oh.
Entitled Hot Dish Heaven.
This is what the people are going to think Lutherans like.
And so, it was okay, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. I was not providing a recipe.
Uh-huh.
It was providing a description of the cornucopia of options that is often available on the Lutheran potluck table. Here,
yes.
I'll read the paragraph
uh-huh.
in context.
Okay. Yeah.
Lasagna and honey ham and baked spaghetti and fried chicken, green bean casserole and au gratin potatoes, hamburger hot dish covered rim to rim in tater tots, broccoli and rice smothered in a blanket of cheese. The mm-hmm. savory commingled aromas hit your nostrils before you even enter the fellowship hall. Mm. Inside, the plugs of slow cookers, ancient and modern, full of saucy meatballs and cocktail sausages, kielbasa and sauerkraut, stuff every available electrical outlet. All along the table, lids are being loosened on the salads. If, quote, salad is even the right word to describe these colorful concoctions of mayonnaise and green peas, shredded coconut, whipped cream, and jello.
There it is.
I was trying to convey a taste of heaven.
Yeah.
And Google Copilot did not get it.
No, completely missed the mark.
I mean, you did put mayonnaise and peas right next to coconut and...
Yes, but it was multiple salads.
Yeah,
it was,
well, which we understand.
Of course, because AI we're human and have brains.
Wow. Maybe when
they... Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is, it's my fault. But so honestly, I actually fine. Love that. I love the fact that I have played a part
that's
in
so
absolutely weird. Trolling
you
the artificial intelligence monsters.
Wow.
Well done, Rachel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's all I got for potluck. I didn't think I could top, you know, breaking the internet with Jell-O salad, but mm-hmm. there we are.
Oh, wow. This is every round gets more exciting.
Yeah.
We have one more round of trivia, but we are going to take a break first because this is Share-a-thon 2026. We are live in studio for the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. We will be right back. I'm Sarah.
I'm offended.
And I'm so pleased with myself right now.
Please consider becoming a day sponsor during our Share-a-thon. Call 314-821-0850 or toll free 1-800-730-2727.
It is Share-a-thon 2026. You can join us during Share-a-thon by calling 1-800-730-2727. If you appreciate podcasts like the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, you can join us today by calling that number 1-800-730-2727. And if you're watching on YouTube today, youtube.com/KFUO radio, and you see the live broadcast, the live stream of what's going on in the studio, you can see that Sarah is wearing the lovely Lutheran lady cardigan. It's a like a heather gray cardigan, would you say? It's a gray cardigan, and it has the Lutheran lady like Luther seal on it. And if you're making a gift of $780 or $65 a month, we'd love to send that as a thank you to say thank you for supporting KFUO and the Lutheran Ladies Lounge. That also, when you make that gift, we'd also like to say thank you with some other things as well. We have some like the chip clip with the Lutheran lady, same thing, the Luther rose on it. ISS Lutheran Lady on it. So lots of fun things that we'd like to say thank you with when you make a gift to KFUO. At the level of $780 or $65 a month, we'll say thank you with the Lutheran Lady gray cardigan. We also do have a men's shirt as well. It doesn't say Lutheran Lady. A men's button-up shirt. It's a light green with the Luther Rose on it as well. 1-800-730-2727 to support programs like the Lutheran Ladies Lounge on KFUO Radio. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge Live continues here on KFUO.
Welcome back to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
There you go. Hi, Rachel. Can you say who you are again? Andy didn't pot you up.
Oh, no. Yeah. Hello again.
Hello,
listeners.
Rachel.
I'm Rachel. Nice to be with you today.
Thanks to Andy for running the board for us so I didn't have to try to host and also board up. But he's not even like doing all the right buttons. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening. He is sitting here very much enjoying what we're doing, though. And you can view him also if you go to youtube.com/KFUO radio. You can see Andy running the board. You can judge him for his abilities to do that or not. You can also judge us for our abilities to do this live, because I think this is the first time we've actually done an entire episode completely live.
Right.
So, yeah, Rachel is grilling us with some trivia questions. It has been a couple rounds of hilarity so far. And you've got one more round for us. What is this one about?
Okay, so this one might not be as funny. Sorry, we have an episode dropping later today, a crossover episode with Pastor Brady Finnern on Concord Matters.
Yep.
In which he turns the tables on us and quizzes us with trivia related to the Book of Concord.
That right. He does.
I feel like we did pretty well with that.
We did decently.
Yeah. We did okay. But I thought that you two might enjoy a chance at vindication.
Oh, boy.
On the focusing spot. Not on the Book of Concord as a whole, but the part that we are all the most familiar with, the Small Catechism.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got a
but
chance.
Since I have my trusty friend, Google Copilot, along for the ride with me today, okay. Part of the challenge here is, do you know more about Luther's Small Catechism than artificial intelligence?
Oh, dear. I hope so.
So what I did for this search is I Googled. I didn't want to make it too easy for AI here.
Right?
We're not about spoon feeding them anything. Mm. I Googled key ideas in Luther's Small Catechism.
Okay.
Key ideas. I figured if I said chief parts, that would be too easy. Just no opportunity for the intelligence to practice its intelligence.
Okay.
So I Googled key ideas in Luther's Small Catechism.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you two can imagine what Google Copilot would think are the eight, not six, eight key ideas of Luther's Small Catechism.
Okay. I mean,
we
I hope
should fear and love God. I think that's going to be one of them because he says it a lot.
He does say
so
it a lot.
I think that's going to be one of the ideas that they say.
Yeah, that's not one of them. But I will give you the Ten Commandments.
Okay. Yeah, Ten Commandments.
Okay.
I sure hope baptism is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Water? Is water the idea?
No, the idea is the sacraments.
Google
took the easy way and lumped baptism, the Eucharist, Holy Communion, and confession and the office of the keys all under one. That's number five.
How
if you're playing along at home.
If they're
okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's helpful information. Okay, we don't need to go back to those others. The creed.
Oh, yeah.
The creed. That's number three.
Yeah.
Prayer?
No. Wait. Oh, the Lord's Prayer. We'll give you that.
And their answers.
Yes, Lord's Prayer. So you got four out of eight.
Did you say yours again?
Did you get the Christian questions and their answers?
Kind of. I guess I'll give that to you. It's the Christian life is what Google thinks that's all about.
Is table of duties combined into that then?
It must be. It says a Christian is one who by the Holy Spirit believes in and confesses Jesus as Savior and Lord. This faith is lived out through obedience to God's word, participation in the sacraments, and daily prayer. That doesn't even sound very Lutheran.
That doesn't sound like Christian questions and their answers either.
I know, it sounds
or table of, kind of table of duties, but not even really that either.
Okay, so
all right, we still got five
missing. Then
what are we missing? Does it combine like stuff out of the other ones?
There is some that was
the Trinity. I don't know.
I wish. Even AI is not confident enough to be able to explain the Trinity, I think.
I think it probably is.
Oh, it'll try. I'm sure.
It's confident enough to take a stab at it.
Mm. Yeah.
Fall into every ancient heresy at the same time, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Heresies with AI. That'll be an episode.
Okay, you probably won't get the last three.
Okay. So
number one on this list, you got 2, 3, 4, 5, and 7.
Okay.
Number one on this list was the two chief teachings of the Bible, law and gospel.
Oh,
okay.
That's
at which point I said, that is very Lutheran, but it's not explicitly in the catechism. Where'd you get that from?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. It's
hallucinating that from the Bible.
Yeah. You also miss number six, the means of grace, because AI is not sophisticated enough to realize.
Right.
That's part of the thing. That is the thing.
Okay.
And then somehow number eight is devoted entirely to purpose and use, meant for daily reflection, memorization, and teaching.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
So, however, I will give credit to Copilot for this summary at the end. In essence, Luther's Small Catechism is a scripture-centered practical guide that connects God's law and gospel, affirms core Christian beliefs, and points to the sacraments as God's means of grace, all aimed at forming a faithful, living Christian life.
Hmm. Yeah, well, okay.
I'm going to assume that they stole that from somebody and that AI did not think that up.
Yeah.
That probably is what you put in the Lutheran Witness 17 years ago.
You probably wrote that somewhere.
Nope. I have never had the privilege of writing on that particular topic for the Witness. Maybe I should sometime. But that, because there are many other people who have done it better than me. That's why.
That's fair.
Potlucks, that's sort of my shtick.
Yeah.
So, listening to your answers versus AI answers, I'm just going to call it right here. You all know more about the catechism than Google Copilot. And so we are going to scrap the artificial intelligence for the rest of this trivia challenge and just give you two an opportunity to prove what we all already know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, no offense, Google Copilot, what are the actual six chief parts of the catechism?
The Creed,
the Ten Commandments,
Lord's Prayer, Baptism, Lord's Supper, Confession, absolution.
Yep,
that's six.
Well done. Well done.
Nailed it.
I was going to give you bonus points if you can get them in order, but you got them all so quick. I didn't have time to ask for that.
They were close.
They were close. She jumped in with Creed before I got in Ten Commandments. But aside from that, we might have been
pretty close.
Yeah, you were right where you needed to be.
I can
good
keep
little Lutheran ladies here. I appreciate that. Okay, so the next question. Oh, a little backstory to this first. I recently gave a copy of the Small Catechism to a friend who was interested in learning more about Lutheranism, but I had to point out, because he's a busy guy and doesn't have a lot of time to read, I said, just so you know, this part, pinching the first few pages, is the actual catechism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the rest is just bonus.
Right.
So you see the volume and you're often misled.
Right.
Yeah.
So how small is the Small Catechism?
Ooh. Okay.
And I'm going to give you some parameters here, and this is going to be a wild stab in the dark, but it's worth thinking about. Anyway, I have here in front of me my pocket edition of Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions from CPH. And I'm going to leave out Luther's preface, which is, you know, longer than half the catechism, and just start with the Ten Commandments here.
Uh-huh.
This starts on page 451.
Uh-huh.
And I would like you each to guess at what page the Small Catechism wraps up. Whoever gets closest will get the point for this one.
So it begins on 451.
Yeah.
And then it wraps up.
On what page does it...
How big are these pages? Are these like...
They are this big.
Okay.
460.
Okay.
And I'm going to say 457.
You all are very optimistic. It's short, but it's not that short.
Oh, okay, okay.
You said it was really short.
Price is Right rules. Sarah wins for getting closest without going over.
Hey, can we have new guesses?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so Sarah's answer is low, so you guys can have another guess. Yeah.
Okay. 475.
And I'm going to go with 474.
And you got it. Ding, 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 ding. Yes. So from page 451 to 474.
Right. Oh, on the nose.
Yeah.
Luther's Small Catechism, less than 25 pages. I remember when I was a kid and my dad would talk about having to memorize it because I didn't have to, but he had. I was so intimidated. I was like, how could anybody ever memorize that? And then I realized, oh, this is like way shorter than a Shakespeare play. And people memorize those all the time.
Yeah.
I like you can definitely do it. I have not, but I'm closer than I've ever been.
All right.
And that is because of the reason that the catechism was written. So who is intended to use the small catechism and how?
Parents to teach their children.
The head of the household.
Head of the household.
Yes.
As the head of the household should teach.
As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, having gone through confirmation, not only for myself, but also now for all four of my children.
Yes.
That's true.
I'm finally getting kind of okay at the catechism.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because, here's another question, what is the best way to memorize Luther's Small Catechism?
Singing.
Oh.
Oh, I like that. That wasn't my answer, but I like your answer better.
Repetition.
Repetition.
Repetition. Yes, exactly. So regular exposure and repetition of the kind that you get when you take four children through catechesis.
Exactly.
Is going to help get it much more ground into your brain than it would otherwise be.
Yes, absolutely.
How are we doing on time? Do we have time for more questions?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, cool. So at the end of the catechism, after the chief parts wrap up, we have that beautiful, beautiful table of duties, which is pure gold for all of us seeking out to live out our vocations. We also have Luther's recommendations for daily prayers. How the head of the family should teach his household to bless themselves in the morning and in the evening.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, my question to you is this. What exactly is all included in Luther's formula for morning prayer?
Making the sign of the cross.
All right. Making the sign of the cross. Yes.
Lord's Prayer.
Lord's Prayer. Yep.
Ten Commandments. Creed.
Creed, yes.
Okay.
The actual morning or evening prayer.
The actual morning or evening prayer.
Then go joyfully to your work.
Yeah. That's my favorite part. Yeah. Okay, you got almost everything.
Is there another part?
Okay.
What would you do when you make the sign of the cross?
Oh, remember your baptism.
No.
Oh.
In the name of the Father
and the Son and the Spirit.
Yes. The invocation. Sing a hymn.
Singing a hymn. Right. Yeah.
Yes. So Luther says, in the morning when you rise, you shall bless yourself with the Holy Cross and say, in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So invocation.
And
then, kneeling or standing, repeat the Creed and the Lord's Prayer.
Uh-huh.
If you choose, you may, in addition, say this little prayer. And here we have Luther's morning prayer or evening prayer, which we all love.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, he says, then go to your work with joy, singing a hymn like one on the Ten Commandments or whatever your devotion may suggest. Of course, everyone's favorite hymn in the hymnal is the one on the Ten Commandments.
Are the holy Ten Commandments. This is my favorite.
Luther thought it was a total bomb.
Yeah.
I really love the bit at the end of evening prayer when he says, then, well, It says in this translation, then go to sleep immediately and cheerfully. But we always say then go to sleep at once and in good cheer. Yeah. And if we're having family devotions at that time, if my husband says that, all the children will pretend to fall asleep immediately right where they are and start snoring loudly. It's a wonderful little touch to the end of family devotions.
That's amazing.
But yes, that is Luther's Small Catechism. And you know it way better than you would think. And if you don't know it, just spend some more time with it and you will know it, because less than 25 pages, even in the like little tiny pocket edition, it is something that you can live with and carry around with you, not only in your pocket, but also in your heart and in your mind.
Yeah.
And as Google Copilot says, it is a scripture-centered practical guide that connects God's law and gospel, affirms core Christian beliefs, and points to the sacraments as God's means of grace, all aimed at forming a faithful, living Christian life.
Yes.
Even a stopped clock is right twice a day. Thank you, Google.
Rachel, this has been fun. It's also been fun being live in the studio for Share-a-thon, which is something we've never done before. And also live on YouTube. The YouTube will stay up after this is all done. So if you missed us before, you can just go back and watch and see if you can answer some of these questions. I am very curious what people put in their Jell-O salads. We've talked about this many, many times, but the answers we came up with today are a little concerning, so I would really like to know what what everyone else puts in their Jell-O salads and what you bring to potlucks, because some of those options are a little questionable. Join us in our Facebook group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge on Facebook. You can also follow us on Instagram at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. You can find all of our podcast episodes at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. And since this is Share-a-thon 2026, you can go to KFUO.org and find all of the Share-a-thon information as well. We are listener supported by KFUO Radio. We are produced by KFUO Radio, and it's very critical for our work for your financial support. And we greatly appreciate all of you who do just that. You've been listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast live for Share-a-thon 2026. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Our phone lines are open. Please call and support the good news of Christ for you. Go to KFUO.org or call 1-800-730-2727.
It is Share-a-thon 2026. We just wrapped up the live Lutheran Ladies Lounge. I would say it was a podcast. I don't know if today's was a podcast. It was live. It may make it in the podcast in the future.
It might. But I haven't decided if I've cut it down, if I'm going to cut it down.
But you can go to youtube.com/KFUO radio. You can find KFUO radio on YouTube and you can find the live from today.
Yes.
Because I was running things. We missed like the first 10 seconds of it on live.
That's true.
So you didn't get to hear the opening music.
Yeah. That's all right.
On live on Facebook. I mean, excuse me, YouTube.
YouTube.
We're going on hour like nine here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's fine. It's 4 o'clock. It's fine.
We have some folks to thank. We have some folks to thank. Mary is in studio to share some thank yous with us. Mary, who would we like to thank today?
Yes. So I would like to thank all these people. These are people who gave to us online. So they went to KFUO.org and they clicked on our Share-a-thon page and they filled out our form and gave us a gift through the internet. So I want to thank Melba Keel of St. Peter's, Missouri, for her gift. We really appreciate you. Daniel and Tamara Coyne of St. Louis, Missouri. They made a gift to KFUO. Thank you so much. Karen and Jerry Schoenfeld of Fort Wayne, Indiana, made a gift. Thank you. Claire Jones from Crestview, Florida, made a gift. Thank you so much for your support in Florida. Colleen and Larry Spar from Superior, Colorado, made a gift to us. And also Terry and Faye Brank of Arnold, Missouri. Terry and Faye made a gift in celebration of their 60th wedding anniversary that they're celebrating this year. And they are both turning 80 this year.
Oh,
so
wow.
They made a double honorarium gift. So thank you to everyone who's made a gift to KFUO to support us, to support sharing the gospel on KFUO.
outstanding. Thank you all for going online and making a gift for those who have called in as well. You can join them by going to KFUO.org. Click on the Share-a-thon banner there on the top of the page, and it'll walk you through the steps how to make your gift there online. It's pretty easy to do. Deaconess Kim Tremblay earlier shared with us that she did it in like less than 5 minutes from her mobile device.
So yeah, super easy to do.
We have a total. Aaron, can you see the total on the screen there for us? On the bottom of the screen? Oh.
Yes, the microphone. Okay, the current total is $141,580.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for calling in or making your gift online today and being a part of KFUO Share-a-thon. There are still dollars left in matching funds, it looks like. Still some money left in the matching gift amount. So if you can, if you want to make a gift today, that gift will still be matched. 1-800-730-2727. I do want to take a look at the listener mailbag too. There's one in there that I thought of today while we were listening. And this is from Rose of Kansas City. And we might have shared this one yesterday as well, but I want to share it too. Dear KFUO, this past month, due to health problems, I've been confined to home. Thank you for the worship services that you provide every Sunday morning. I listen on your website and have been able to have joyous Sundays to thanks to this. It means so much to me, and I know there are others listening who also feel the same way. Thank you, in the hope of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. That was Rose from Kansas City. And Rose mentioned that she's listening on her computer, and I'm so glad that she's able to get to listen to KFUO in Kansas City on her computer. I wanted to share that there are more ways that you can listen. If you have a smart speaker like an Alexa device, I'm going to do it. Now you can say, Alexa, play KFUO, and it will go straight to KFUO, Christ for You, anytime, anywhere. You don't have to worry about commercials from some third party or anything like that. Now it goes straight to KFUO when you do that. When you say, Alexa, play KFUO.
And Andy put a lot of time and effort into making this happen. So thank you, Andy, for doing that.
In the past, it would go through another platform and it would play their commercials and that sort of thing. So,
which we don't want.
Right. We want it to go straight to KFUO. And so when you say that, it goes straight to KFUO and plays whatever program is streaming right at that time, whatever's on right now. So you can do that with your Alexa devices. Those other smart speakers I've got to figure out. That's going to take more time to figure out.
Yeah, those are a little more complicated.
Those are. But Alexa is doing well, so check it out. Alexa, play KFUO. How many homes now have Alexa devices playing KFUO in the background?
How many people are yelling at you
You're
now, Andy?
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help you out so you could listen to KFUO in more ways than one. And, you know, as Rose from Kansas City mentioned, she listens on her computer, and I said you can listen on Alexa. You can certainly listen on your mobile device and connect it to a million things.
Yep.
Connect it to, you know, AirPods, headphones, or your car.
Yeah, listen in your car.
Every car after, 2015 now has some sort of Bluetooth device in it for the most part. So,
and sometimes in St. Louis, I listen on my app just so when I get out of my car, it transfers over to my earbuds and I never have to stop listening.
Yeah.
It's great.
Great idea. Great point. Well, thank you all. Thank you to the Lutheran Ladies for the live Lutheran Ladies Lounge today. That was a lot of fun.
It was fun. thanks to Rachel for putting the work in to make this.
Just honored that you would entrust us with this opportunity.
Everyone's going to make some Jell-O salad this afternoon.
That's right.
Yes.
Or maybe some coleslaw macaroni salad.
Coleslaw macaroni salad. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I love cabbage.
I'm very sure how I feel about that.
We have another hour of KFUO podcast to share with you in just a moment. Thanks again to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge for going live for us today. 1-800-730-2727 to be a part of KFUO Share-a-thon 2026. That's 1-800-730-2727.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us, too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at KFUO.org/give.